This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with holistic health coach Jamie Zweer. She is running a culinary summer camp. It's called Oh How Healthy Kids. It's for kids ages kindergarten through eighth grade, taking place at the Reading Terminal Market July 9th through the 13th. So what is it like working with this age group, Jamie?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun, and they don't realize how much they enjoy making healthy foods and just getting their hands dirty with making a recipe. So they enjoy it, and of course it makes me enjoy it.
Sounds like you love working with kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a grade school teacher, and that's how this all transpired, because I would teach, and I lit up when I taught nutrition lessons, or I would talk to moms about their workouts, and then I was like, I think I'm in the wrong career.
You want to work with kids?
Yes. So I wanted to work with kids doing specifically nutrition work.
So a culinary camp for kids, which I think is brilliant. I think that's brilliant. Yeah. How did that idea come to be? And your partnership with the Reading Terminal Market?
Yeah. So I'm quite a networker. So, you know, I live in South Jersey and the Philly is close by. So I'm always networking, sharing what I'm doing. But how it transpired, I think it was quite organic with being a grade school teacher and then leaving, and I went into health coaching. And so I work with women, and I naturally have a knack for working with kids. So I ended up working with the children too. So now I kind of have two separate businesses where I work with the women separately and then the kids doing camps throughout the summer and then going into the school systems throughout the year.
To teach them about nutrition.
Yeah, in a different way, in a fun way, in a not just, you know, my plate or food pyramid or eat this many calories, eat this many carbohydrates. And it's not like that. It's so much more. Being healthy is about not only eating good food, like whole foods, like if you're going to eat fruits and veggies and whole grains and organic dairy, and it doesn't have to be too confusing. So I like to bring it down and make fun things out of those recipes. But in addition to that, it's about drinking enough water and being a good student and being a good family member and being healthy, moving your body and having good self-care. So all those things, it's a holistic standpoint when it comes to being healthy, and it kind of enlightens them. It opens their eyes to, okay, yeah. And that's kind of how women can get tripped up also, where they just are focused on this diet, this keto diet, this low carb diet, this. And it's a lot more.
It's a lifestyle.
That. Yeah, for sure.
You have to make it fun for summer camp. So you have to make it not seem like a health class.
No.
Which it doesn't seem like it. You feel that way about health. So what's a summer camp fun culinary class? What do you do?
Well, we make all sorts of fun things. All of my recipes are very easy to make. So it could be something like sushi, where we make veggie rolls. We'll use a cucumber and the avocado and rice and the seaweed, and we roll it up and then they cut it, and it's sushi. I mean, it looks like sushi, it tastes like sushi, and things like noodle bowls. And then we might make oatmeal cookies with no bake, and they're like, it's really fun. And I always try to highlight a different fruit or a veggie per recipes. So it might be the carrots with the greens on it, or it might be chia seeds, or it might be dates. And so we always incorporate one specific fruit or veggie into the recipe so that they're introduced to something like a parsnip or a turnip or a radish, and then they get exposed. And of course, you know, when it's prepared properly and when they get their hands involved in it, they enjoy it.
And they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know vegetables could taste so good.
Yeah, for sure. They're sometimes it's unfortunate, but we're exposed to just canned food or frozen food, and it's like soggy and unseasoned. And, you know, I don't even like that.
What's been the most surprising or interesting part about like the kids' reactions to the new foods that they're tasting?
That's funny. I was just thinking about that. So initially they say, oh, I don't like it. I don't like raisins. I don't like kale. Like I say, you don't have to like it, but if you try it and you still don't like it, that's fine, because we're going to prepare it differently. So if you try it and then you still don't like it, you don't have to eat it. But I just encourage you to try it. And then they're like, oh, I never used to like carrots and now I like them. Or they'll go home and tell their moms, I only eat carrots with Miss Jamie. And so they, you know, they like it. Everyone, they like it. It's good food. So
you just have to prepare it the right way.
Yeah.
And buy it fresh.
Yeah. And then explain why it's good for you. Well, you're a growing kid. You're growing. Every single person, their cells are constantly turning over. So what do you want to grow? You're physically creating skin and muscles and bones out of something. Like, what do you want to create it out of? Like junk food or real food? And how is that going to create you as a human being? So when you, like, you know, bring it to them on a different standpoint, instead of just saying, eat your peas, like, eat this because it's good for you. Well, why is it good for me? Does it help my brain? Does it help my bones? Does it help my mood? Will it help my belly feel better?
All of the above.
Yeah.
What's the, like, the light bulb moment with the kids?
You know, a lot of times kids want to get involved in the kitchen. It might literally be, we're making a salad and then they rip apart the lettuce and they're like, can I eat this? And you're like, it's just lettuce. And they're like, so I want to try it. And you're like, fine, eat it. And then they like it. So it's just like, I think the label moment for them is when they get their hands involved. And all of my classes, it's nothing that is unsafe for the child. So I have child safe knives, or I show them how to use a butter knife. So you can pretty much cut anything with a butter knife, whether it's a piece of chicken or, you know, a tomato. You don't need a sharp utensil. So you just, you know, I show them how to properly hold it, how we don't have to use ovens. Like, you know, a lot of the schools and camps don't exactly have ovens available or a stovetop. So it empowers them to, once they get the recipe from the class, I can say, you know what, all you use for these date balls were oats and nut butter and dates and one other ingredient. And so you just take this to mom or dad and say, can we buy this from the store? And then you go ahead and make it at home. All you have to do is just roll the oats and everything together and you make this yummy treat.
And kids are always like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to eat. Yeah. Right. They don't know what they want to eat because I think about, what are the things that we make? There's like a rotation of like a handful of things. So it's great to get different ideas.
Yeah.
I also find that kids are more willing to try things when they're hungry.
Yeah.
They'll eat anything when they come home from school. They're like,
they're ravenous.
Yeah. Lettuce, I'll eat it. A potato, I'll eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Experiment time.
So what are the recipes? What are some of the things that you make in your week-long class? You can learn a lot in a week.
Yeah, you can. Like I said, we make sushi. That's not something that I can necessarily do at like a 45-minute class. But when we have, you know, the Reading Toronto Market from 9 until 12 or other Richmond camps that I have for 2 hours at a time, then we can make things like that. So we might make guacamole or salsa and lots of fun stuff. I actually brought my cookbook with me. I actually just released this cookbook, but or even things like if we were to make a salad, because I know it's a stigma a lot of times that salads are not good.
Okay, the kids don't like salads.
Yeah, like, ugh, I don't like salads. So let's prepare a salad together. And I just do it to kind of encourage them to continue to eat the salads. So we'll make like maybe a delicious Cobb salad and then we make a dressing. So instead of the artificially made dressings, I make a honey mustard dressing that is simply just honey and mustard. And they're like, what? And they're like, I'm not mixing honey and mustard together. I'm like, just try it. So, you know, a lot of these recipes in my cookbook here, they are super simple and they're not just for children. They're for women as well. But
And men. Hey, people.
Men in getting the kid. But taco bowls are one things that we make. Pesto pizza is one thing that we make. Veggie burgers is something we're making. Pho noodle bowls, pad thai. Super simple. And like you would think that typically when you, if you were going to make it at home, like a pad thai, you're like, oh, I have to like get some bottled pad thai sauce. But it's simply just combining different flavors. I show them the different taste buds that they have on their mouth and how to make a food taste really good by utilizing the different tastes, salty, sweet, sour, all those different tastes. And then we make these different dressings like a pad thai sauce or a pesto sauce or, you know, a take on Alfredo sauce. So they have a lot of fun.
What do their parents think?
A lot of the parents will come to me and say, will take photos and send me photos. They're just really excited. Even this one mom came to me one time and said, we made black bean brownies. So when you use canned beans, you have to make sure that you rinse the beans off. So the enzymes that make you feel gassy and bloated all go away. So it was just like one little thing that I did in that class. And the mom, she was like, I know all about how to make black bean brownies, how you have to take the can and rinse the beans until all the bubbles go away and then you puree it. So the kids are like, they just remember it. So for the different learners who are auditorial learners or visual learners who are kinesthetic learners, they learn on all these different levels. And you're incorporating, you know, not only culinary skills, but math skills and science skills and measuring and math skills, all this stuff. So they're going home probably with their brains like overflowing with all this information.
And then you give them the recipes to take home.
Yep. And then,
so like if they were kind of like half paying attention and then they tasted it and they're like, wait, this is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I better go back and look and see.
Most of the children all eat, you know, except for a couple of the kids that are really have an aversion to like a texture thing, or they really don't like peanut butter. And then those kids really don't like the recipe. But yeah, most everyone wants the recipe. They're like, what is your website? So the little kids are like, what's your website?
I'm like, you're more tech savvy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you have a cell phone in front of you.
Right. Also, I wanted to say that you guys are nut free, right?
Yeah. And some schools that I go to are kosher, you know, nut free.
At the Reading Terminal Market at this summer camp, you don't use peanut butter?
I try not to use peanut butter. I try to always keep things peanut free because you never know. And there's plenty of alternatives. Like there's sun butter, there's soy butter, there is, you know, there's a million different alternatives. So
you're coming out with a cookbook now.
Yes.
You're on the verge of releasing it. It's called Simple Balanced Eats.
Yeah. So this is actually officially live on my website now, the downloadable version, but the hardcover copy is being released soon. So it's in print. So this was created. It's called Simple Balanced Eats because, okay, so it's a funny story that for the longest time when I was teaching, I was also creating this business on the side. So I had this passion project. And I was working about 80 hours a week. Like once I sat down and thought about it, I told my husband, I was like, oh my God, I think I work 80 hours a week. Like it was just nonstop. I realized that I was able to really have such a high threshold for burnout and tolerance for it because I was eating well. I was eating highly nutritious food constantly. And I, for the longest time, I felt embarrassed to share my recipes because I would literally spiralize a cucumber and then blend up these sauces, whether it was like garlic and lemon and basil, and blend it up in my NutriBullet, put that on top of my spiralized cucumber, make a little quick like meatball, super fast. It maybe took me like 10 minutes tops, and then I would have this dinner. So people would say, how did you make that? I'm like, I took these things together and then I blended it until smooth. So all my recipes were like blend until smooth or just spiralize this cucumber. And I just had this assumption that recipes had to be long and elaborate and preheat your oven for this and do this for that. And I always had an aversion to creating my own recipes.
But you were creating snacks on the go.
Yeah. So once I realized that that was a beauty of them, like the fact that, hey, you just take honey and mustard and blend it together and then that's it. That was how I was able to keep my nutrition level high, keep my immune system high, be able to have the energy and sleep well. So I realized that was what I needed to share with people. So that's really like the basis of my health coaching. Everyone's busy. Everyone's running on 100 miles an hour and not stopping. And that is when you're going to be down for the count anyway because you're going to be sick. So you got to like reel it back a bit. You got to make sure, you know, tune in your nutrition. And like I said, it doesn't have to be this keto diet because it's a diet and it's not going to last. Like how long is it really going to be that you can resist a piece of cake at your child's birthday party for? Like it's about enjoying.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah. And it's not. And, right. and when we trick ourselves and pretend like that's not going to happen, that's when you feel guilty and then it's a downward spiral. So it's a lifestyle. So maybe it's eating well. It's if you want to have the piece of cake, have the piece of cake.
And then you're incorporating these other healthy snacks to fuel you.
Or make an alternative. Like I said, the black bean brownies. Bring something to the party that you know that would supplement you from one of these recipes in this cookbook. Or, you know, there's a million different alternatives for whatever your sweet tooth is or whatever. You know, there's breakfast, there's lunch, there's dinner, there's snacks, there's sauces, there's dressings, there's drinks. I literally just put everything, all of my best 70 recipes in here in addition to like frequently asked questions. And, you know, like you said, well, what's the alternative for peanut butter? There's substitutes page and just like a little bit of my philosophy on what healthy eating is and a goals journal, because what is all this without creating a goal? So it's really in depth. It's a cookbook and more because of that. So
it's like a journal. It's like a health coach, life coach.
Yeah,
and
all
a
in one. All for $15 online, guys.
So it's $15 on Amazon.
So right now you can find it at my website at ohowhealthy.com. But there will be a link to that on Amazon as soon as it gets printed in print form.
The book is called Simple Balanced Eats. Oh How Healthy is your website.
Yeah.
And Oh How Healthy is also the name of the summer camp at Reading Terminal Market.
Yeah.
taking place July 9th through the 13th. Jamie, if people want more information or they want to call you, because you are a holistic health coach, where, your website?
Yeah, so it's Oh How Healthy with an O-H. So Oh How Healthy. And then I have my own podcast, the Busy to Balance podcast, which you can find me. And from my website, you can call me, you can contact me. I'm all over Facebook, Instagram, all the social networking sites, and my handle is at Oh How Healthy. So I hope to connect with everyone.
So you are Oh How Healthy. Jamie Zweer.
Yeah.
Watch out for our KYW listeners.
Awesome.
Jamie Zweer is a holistic health coach. Once again, the culinary summer camp at Reading Terminal Market is called
Oh How Healthy,
which is also the name of the website.
Yes.
And you can reach out to her on social media for more information. Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great time at summer camp.
Thank you.
What's your favorite part?
Enjoying the kids and seeing their faces as they like a food that they didn't think that they liked.
What a great way to spend a week in the summertime.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.